I would be among those who would resist any external interference, because we want to continue to work hard to establish ourselves as a relevant, contemporary, modern state with the power and authority to deal with our own affairs. However, in this specific context, it was in 2005 in Pretoria that it was decided that the United Nations would have a very specific role to play in the process of elections. Elections which at the time were scheduled for October 2005 and never took place. 5 years later, the elections have taken place and the United Nations have been playing the role that the outgoing president himself agreed upon. And therefore, the argument that the external powers with the Western states as leaders are trying to destabilize Côte d'Ivoire, to take away its autonomy, is completely irrelevant.
And Professor, let's put it this way. Now we have the three West African leaders are there in reality to tell Mr. Gbagbo to step down. Do you think Mr. Gbagbo should listen to the West African leaders?
He should listen, but I doubt he would listen. He's not the type of person. Also, at this point, his mental state, he's evolving in another sphere, literally, thinking of himself as the one who will carry the flag of autonomy, of independence of Africa, evoking all sorts of arguments that have no relevance whatsoever in the situation that has been presented to us. That elections have taken place, there have been a winner, clear winner, and he has decided to ignore the voice of the people.
There are two developments that came out of Ivory Coast Tuesday night. The president has indicated, Mr. Gbagbo has said, that he will sever ties with any country that recognizes the envoys named by his challenger, Alassane Ouattara. There was also another development. The youth wing that supports Mr. Gbagbo was supposed to hold a rally Wednesday, but that rally was called off. Is this a sign that Mr. Gbagbo is listening? Because there was supposed to be thousands of people showing up in Abidjan. What do we make of that?
You know, there are also many people around him who have an interest in seeing him stay in power. At the same time, at this point, some of them are trying to look at the big picture and to see their own interest. The sanction will not affect Mr. Gbagbo himself alone. Many of the people who are supporting him will be eventually affected by the sanctions.